This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Or to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. So many people on social media platforms, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, I want to get back to this. I want to make a couple points, and I got to get back to this. Okay? People want resolve. I'm giving you the resolve. But it lies within your power to do so. You're the law in this country under God. Okay? As long as you're obeying the laws found within the U.S. Constitution and statutes found in the Word of God. If you're not, then you deserve what you get. But I want you to think about this. So during the break, we heard how the Supreme Court now, they cherry pick. Whatever fits into their agenda, they cherry pick it. I shared with you last week, Alina Kagan, who is one of the sickest minded human beings who's never judged a case a day in her life, who was appointed to Harvard to queerify Harvard, has been appointed to the bench just in time. She's a lesbian, just in time for homosexual marriage, which they just renewed. She's the fox in the chicken coop, okay? But I want you to listen to this, because, again, the job of a judge is to discover the law and apply the law. They're not to interpret. It's not their job to interpret what the law says or to misconstrue or wrest what clear judgment tells us. We have eyes. We can see. My kids understand. Thou shalt not. Okay? We don't need corrupt individuals to tell us, especially unelected bureaucrats that work for, guess what? They're fascist buddies. They sold themselves out to the highest bidder. And Bradley, that's just over the top. No, it's not. 1-866-582-9933. I just want you to listen to this, and then I'm going to get to the Second Amendment. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. That's Article 6, Section 2. Okay? And it says, under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state, they're all saying the same things. But that's not what we're seeing today. Because they're playing the activists or they're legislating illegally from the bench. Shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereof. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Goes back to null and void again. Do you know how many null and voids you're submitting to today, Americans? Do you know how many of those agencies have been put up by the corrupt in Washington, D.C. and state governments that are unconstitutional? It's called pretended law. Let me show you how this works. Y'all say you want resolve. Let me show you how this works. What our forefathers are established, or what they did establish, the modern-day politician is attempting to face off with our forefathers. And the only way that the forefathers are going to win is if we learn from their examples. Okay? Hence, the Second Amendment. I want to show you what's going on in Michigan. I'm just going to play a real short clip of this. But Gretchen Whitmer's now trying... Oh, here, I'll let this guy say what needs to be said. But again, folks, they're doing the unthinkable on so many different levels. Listen
to
this.
I am on location somewhere in the middle of nowhere and tied up doing what I'm doing, so I don't have a lot of time to make and edit videos, so I'm going to do this quick one. Yesterday, the assault weapon ban was filed in, of all states, Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer, reelected. Let's go after the guns. So many of these anti-gunner governors are doing this, and attorneys general, but it's House Bill 6544. It looks to ban the manufacture, possession, purchase, and sale of assault weapons, so-called assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles. As long as it has the ability to accept a detachable magazine and any of the scary features, it would be a five-year felony if this bill were to pass. Watch this. If you live in Michigan, watch it, because it could pass. And this five-year felony, there's a couple things they'll allow you to do.
Okay, so listen, there's a couple things they'll allow you to do. I can't find in any of my documents where it tells me that I receive privileges from those that work for me. See, but this is the garbage that's thrown down your throats all day, and too many of you people believe it. We've had Richard Mack on the show here. We had your Ted Nugent from Michigan on the show here. Lawfully, according to the Constitution, according to the Bill of Rights, don't put words into my mouth, enemies. You don't need no paper. Why do I need to go to the state and ask them for a privilege that God already gave me a right to hold to? This is an evolutionary view of government. You have the said politicians, you just heard this man in Michigan say, reelected Gretchen Whitmer, baloney. She's a plant. She's a wicked, wicked witch. Bradley, you're calling her names again. No, I'm not. She did her campaign on a Ouija board. Her attorney general's a sodomite. She's about as loony as they get. And that's why Adolf Hitler appointed those sodomites to positions, because they'll turn on their own people because they're extorted. They'll do what they're told. Just drink that in, because that's how this all works. That's why we call them controlled opposition. Let me ask you this. Is Gretchen Whitmer upholding the Second Amendment in that state or in any other state across the United States and our union? Do you see them warring to uphold it or to tear it down? Because we don't have to pay $250,000 to defend ourselves when we've already got a right to maintain the Second Amendment. Matter of fact, when I look at the Second Amendment, for example, it tells me that at the preamble of the U.S. Bill of Rights, it says that at the convention of a number of the states having the time of their adopting this Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, that's what this is, or abuse of its powers. Those that serve we the people do not have a lawful delegated authority from we the people in an attempt to disarm us. And isn't it interesting? While they're trying to disarm us, again, they have armed security details around them, protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve. Will Americans think, please? Can anybody show me, instead of defending it from this side, can anybody show me in the Second Amendment where it says that we need to defend ourselves from corruption in the government when they try to take away our rights? Does it say that those that serve we the people have a right to assail us concerning our God-given rights? Or was it given, the Bill of Rights, was it given to as a desire to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers? Do you see how it's completely backwards, Isaiah 59? And if you look, by the way, in 1 Samuel 13:22, you'll also find how the Philistines ruled over the oppressors of the children of Israel, ruled over the Israelites. The Israelites were completely disarmed. That's what they're attempting to do, is disarm you so they have absolute rule over every facet of your life. You have to understand, they don't have the right to disarm you.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So you say that you want the resolve. Here it is. I'm playing a video right now from a man in Michigan who is talking about how the re-elected, mysteriously re-elected Gretchen Whitmer, who ran her whole campaign off of Planned Parenthood, Making America Great Again, 70 million babies murdered late. I mean, you can't make it up. Now she wants to, now that she's reelected, and they want you people in Michigan to believe that she really was reelected. No, she was not. You reelected her to go ahead and suffer her abuses, huh? That's what they want you to believe. Leviticus 26, verse 15, 16, and 17, read it. Those that hate you shall rule over you. This is judgment upon those that refuse to return unto the Lord. It is. I just read the book of Micah today and first four chapters of Jeremiah yesterday. It's like, oh my gosh, it's all there. The Lord said, bear witness to me. What is it that I've done? What is my iniquity? He says, return unto me. But in Michigan right now, they're trying to convince you that they were re-elected, and now they're going after your Second Amendment. Just, by the way, just like I told you they would. I mean, outside of the fact that you have over 100,000 people a month falling over dead from these experimental jabs, what do you think they're doing? They're breaking down resistance, aren't they? That's exactly what they're doing. On top of the 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day that are murdered because the American people went along with it and said, oh, okay, that's okay, you can do that. That's what this is. It's judgment. And you're going to pay for the blood. Numbers 35, 33. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Read them. The Lord will not overlook the innocent blood that's been shed in the land. We will be judged for it, period. And the kids don't deserve it. Let me go back to Michigan, and I want you to watch this video per a request of one of our friends on social media platforms.
I am on location somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and tired of doing what I'm doing, so I don't have a lot of time to make and edit videos, so I'm going to do this quick one. Yesterday, the assault weapon ban was filed in, of all states, Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer, reelected. Let's go after the guns. So many of these anti-gunner governors are doing this, and attorneys general, but it's House Bill 6544. It looks to ban the manufacture, possession,
listen to this,
purchase,
friends,
and sale.
Really what the bad guys are saying, anybody that and everybody that's a threat to our rule and reign over the people, we're going to go after. It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. And I'm going back to the Constitution because you said that you want the resolve. And I'm asking the question, where in the Constitution do they have the provision to disarm the people? They're facing off with our forefathers. Which one are you going to hold to? Let's listen to the rest of this.
Of assault weapons, so-called assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles. As long as it has the ability to accept a detachable magazine and any of the scary features, it would be a 5-year felony if this bill were to pass. Watch this. If you live in Michigan, watch it because it could pass.
Yep, it could, and it probably will.
And this 5-year felony, there's a couple things they'll allow you to do. They'll allow you to keep any of your guns if you purchase them prior to the effective date of this bill, if it becomes law, if... And the effective date is January 1st of 2024, so you got a year and about 2.5 weeks to prepare should this, you know, should they take away the rights to have a Second Amendment item, you know, like the Constitution says.
Okay, so there we go. Okay, here's the bottom line. Should they take away our rights? Your rights aren't taken away. Well, let's get this right. You're the ones asking for a resolve. Your rights aren't taken away. They're forfeited. Should they come in by force and disarm you, how they'll do that, they're going to have to use foreign mercenaries to do so. But should they attempt to do that, friends? Oh, and here's the other thing. Let me just call it for what it is. Should the American people stand up to this tyranny and begin to resist and say, absolutely not, which would put this all to an end, and letting them know that we will not put up with your crimes any longer. We will impeach you and prosecute you for you furthering any measure to disarm the American people. That's the only way it's going to stop. You want the resolve? I just gave it to you. Let me say it again. What our forefathers established, the modern-day politician means to take away from you. Okay? Now, I asked the question, and I'm going to open the lines up again. 1-866-582, for all of you whining about where we're at today in this country, 1-866-582-9933. Somebody show me in the Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence, in the Bill of Rights, anywhere where they have the right to disarm the American people. Okay, so you're going to listen to what is not in the Constitution, but here, let me read what the Constitution says, namely the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia, that's you and me, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right, the God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Which voice do you hear? Which one can you hear? Come on, I'm talking to the people that are constantly saying, give me the answer. I just gave you the answer. Here, folks, do not disarm. Corruption does not have a right to disarm us. Here, listen carefully, saith our forefathers. Samuel Adams, 1788, Massachusetts ratifying convention. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. But what do? We're accustomed to listening to people throw more fear at us as they ask for more money to fight against the tyrants. Why do we have to raise money to fight off the tyrants? They don't have a law to implement that which they're trying to implement in the first place. This is how you've been duped. People are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Period. Oh, and now I see some people earlier saying, well, you know, what was January 6th about? Well, that January 6th and the same thing that happened, speaking of Michigan, remember when the FBI orchestrated that whole scenario of a bunch of guys got together and said that they wanted to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer? Same thing in Washington, D.C., simultaneously. Remember that? And we found out that the FBI was responsible for orchestrating that. Remember that? And they're still trying to keep it alive today, as you well know. Well, what was that about? That was to browbeat anybody into submission that would dare stand up against their totalitarian rule. Now, let me ask you the question. When we go back to Thomas Jefferson, did he tell us that we're to submit to that or we're to stand against that? Does common sense tell us what we're supposed to do? Folks, I was in Tennessee a couple months back preaching. Tennessee, the Bible Belt. We were talking about the Second Amendment. And I told them, I said, you know, the bottom line is this, no, don't disarm. They all looked at me like a bunch of little fraidy cats. But we all know that corruption wants to make examples out of guys like Bradley Dean. Yeah, I know. And all those political prisoners in D.C. right now that are being held on what? Trumped up charges, no pun intended. Isn't that crazy? See, hey folks, do you see who you listen to? It's not the Word of God. It's not the Constitution. See, this is why the Lord says, to he who has ears, let him hear. To he who has eyes, let him see. But you don't have eyes to see. You don't have ears to hear. Why do you say that, Bradley? Because you don't want the resolve. Why? Because you're the one that's going to have to bring it. We live in the greatest country on the planet. We've been given the most, and the Lord says you're going to be required of the most as well. Too much is given, much is required. And now that it's our turn to stand up and play the men and women of God, and emulating what our forefathers established, now it's time to tuck tail and run. Psalm 78, verse 9. Shame on you. Shame on you. You want the resolve when it comes to the Second Amendment? I'm asking the question, and I'm just going to further the point. 1-866-582-9933. Where in any founding document do corrupt politicians or any politician, where is it that they've been given delegated authority from we the people to disarm us? I need an answer. Come on. Let's say it together. They don't have the authority. They've never been given the delegated authority. Our forefathers told us that it shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. But what are they doing? Well, the people are listening to the fear of man rather than walking in the fear of God. Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. Which one do you choose? We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been focused on the four provinces in Ukraine that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation.
Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water case, the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from that state's Supreme Court over the summer. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The margin of votes between Lake and Hobbs is outside of the count needed to trigger an automatic recount. Work pants pulled from a sunken trunk at an 1857 shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina sold at auction for $114,000. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Sons of Liberty. I got to cover something really quick. You're talking about the resolve that you want, and I'm giving you the answers. I'm asking you and putting the burden of proof on those that are supposed to represent we the people. For example, what's going on in Michigan right now. They're trying to disarm the American people in that state. It's happening across the country right now because they want absolute control over your lives. There's 393.3 million guns into the hands of over 329.5 million people in this country. They want you to believe that they were reelected so you can begin or continue on in assailing your God-given rights. And I'm here to tell you that you cannot find in any founding document where they have the right to do that. Just the exact opposite. I'm going to get back to that in a moment, but I want you to check this out because this is brand new. I just wanted to highlight this. Speaking of, you want the resolve? Isn't it amazing? You've seen just today that the a bill passed to stop forced vaccinations in the military. And you know what a lot of ignorant people are doing today? They're rejoicing, saying, oh, praise God. Thank God for the pushback. Thank God for the pushback. Really? Do you know that it was reported, okay, that 97% of the military has been vaccinated, forced. I highlighted just this last week when we were out of town, one baby in the military was talking about how he could go hide in his office and just stay out of everybody's fire zone. He said, we all had to take the vaccination. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. They never had the right to enforce it in the first place, and guess what? They knew it. They knew it. Hey, folks, I was at the airport this week. Just speaking of which, line upon line, precept upon precept. You know when you go through the airport, you're violated by the TSA? Have you ever paid attention to the people that they use at TSA? And do you see the records, the criminal records, and what it is that the TSA is responsible for concerning their abuses towards the travelers that they're abusing? Oh, my, we do a whole show on it. Do you know that the TSA is a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment? Matter of fact, the other day, when we were at the airport, I looked at my kids and I said, well, we had to wait there for 11 to 18 minutes, and then it went to 44 minutes, and then we go through there and we looked at these clowns that work at the TSA walking around in their pretended authority, that it never took them any discipline or study or work or schooling to be put into a position to violate its own people. Those are the only kind of people that would do that. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's a pretended authority. When they told you that you had to take a vaccination, it's a pretended authority. Administrative law does not exist constitutionally. No more than they can take away the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I mean, folks, it's the people in the country, right? Yeah, yeah. 97% of the military has been forced to comply with that which has never been given to the military authorities in the first place concerning the government. They did it anyways. And then I highlighted, of course, after watching a documentary this last week where a woman, and I played the video yesterday, she's in the military warning other branches of the military that this is what's going to happen, and she forecasted that within 5 years, we're not going to have a standing army. Well, guess what? If the military would have did their job, they would have all stood up and said, absolutely not, and they would have had those removed lawfully and incarcerated for their crimes by a pretended authority that was never given to them in the first place. Here, but what do I hear concerning the forced compliance? Bradley, what should we do? What should we do? Well, what did our forefathers do? What does the Word of God say first and foremost? No, not doing it. Oh, Bradley, you sit there all big, bad, and you know, cocky, and you tell us all what... Well, wait a second. You're asking me what you should do. You're asking me for the resolve, and then when I give it to you, listen, I'm deed if I do and I'm deed if I don't. But this is my life, and this is what I've done. And I am not going to bow to their unconstitutional edicts. I'm going to trust in the Lord, and I'm going to fight against this tyranny every step of the way. And nor am I going to continuously fuel the fear when it comes to the American people. I'm giving you the resolve that you're asking for. And people get mad at me for doing that as well. I could go across the boards. Oh, look at all these agencies that have been set up to swarms, as the Declaration of Independence tells us, swarms of offices to what? Harass our people. That's exactly what they're set up to do. Did you see the brand new alert the other day by the IRS, friends? If you don't report a $600 deposit to the IRS, you could face an audit. Can somebody show me in the IRS and where they have constitutional authority? I didn't think so. Can somebody show me in the Constitution where there's a Federal Reserve? I didn't think so. So instead of laying the axe to the root of the tree, we hear all these people highlight all of the bad things going on in these unconstitutional agencies. We already have enough information, Americans. It's time to actually stand up and do something about it. You don't need any more information concerning the crimes that have been committed against you or the abuses that have been committed against you. Because they've never been given the lawful authority to do it in the first place. Nope, but they want to make examples out of people such as myself because they want, hey folks, smite the shepherd and the sheep will flee. That's how they operate. History is written by men who hung heroes. And the problem with that is they hang the heroes because the people allow the bad guys to do it in the first place. No excuses. No excuses. Don't sit there and tell me about how you want the resolve if you're not willing to stand up and do what the law says. Because the law does not agree with a thing that many of the things that these people are responsible for attempting to implement by force. Okay? Here, let's go over to this one. This is brand new. As usual, it's always brand new when I highlight this kind of stuff. But check out this brand new report.
The sudden death of Grant Wall,
they just
CBS
don't know what happened.
Contributor and the leading soccer writer
brand
in
new.
The U.S. Wall was covering the Argentina-Netherlands quarterfinal at the World Cup in Qatar on Friday when he collapsed. Roxana Saberia is in our London Bureau with the latest.
They just don't know how or why.
Good morning, Jeff. Grant Wall was a well-loved, highly respected sports journalist, and he was kind. Those close to the situation say he may have suffered a heart attack or a pulmonary event, though the exact cause of his death is not yet known.
Well, they just told you the exact cause of his death. The CDC is reporting it, folks, and they have been. And all those doctors that have been censored by big tech companies, they've always told you what the adverse side effects are going to be. Just exactly how this guy died, Grant Wall. Isn't it interesting how the world loves its own? They love him so much, they wait till he dies before they praise him. And nobody loved him enough to tell him not to do it, or he just refused to hear the truth. Psalm 19:11. Prevention is better than cure, isn't it, friends? Oh, you certainly heard about this guy. You had to have. Former Jackass star Bam Margera. He's hospitalized. He's placed on a ventilator. By the way, I was just banned on another social media platform from an old article from 2021 highlighting the fact that the hospitals, the administrators, are all incentivized to get people to take the PCR test, which John Hopkins said is the same thing as taking the vaccination. The hospitals are incentivized if they admit somebody into the hospital, and of course it has to be because of COVID. They're incentivized if they put them on a mechanical ventilator. 80% of the people never get off it. Or if they give them remdesivir. The coroners are even given an incentive. So when people die, regardless of how they die, if they record it as a COVID death, they're incentivized. Okay, just wanted to let you know, I was banned for that. So to prove the point of how big tech companies are illegally censoring you, that's really where they're winning, friends, is how they're censoring the people in this country right now. And it's huge. So we got American journalist Grant Wall. He dies while covering World Cup. This last week I showed another commentator live on ESPN who just starts to have a stroke right on the air and he falls backwards. People just don't know. Folks, every day of the week I've been highlighting this. They're all new. Here's a brand new one, too. And I'm not saying everyone died from the experimental jab, but I guarantee you a good portion of them are, or have. And here's the bottom line. When is the last time you've seen this? Every single day. Star Wars actor Gary Friedkin, dead at 70 years old, from COVID complications. So he died from the shot. He died from the shot. What about this one? TikTok star Megha Thakur, dead at 21 years old. See, all these people took the shot because they believed that they had to take the shot, when in fact the government never had the authority to force anybody to do it in the first place. Oh, and speaking of which, do you remember Gretchen Whitmer told business owners in Michigan that if they didn't take the shot, do you remember what she said? She said, don't even let them into your businesses. This is what you're putting up with, Americans. You say that you want the resolve. What did our forefathers do? I'll tell you. Read the Declaration of Independence. They didn't put up with what you're putting up with. In a million years, they didn't do it. You far surpassed your tolerance level concerning what our forefathers said absolutely not to. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, say it isn't so. Tina Turner mourns death of her son, Ronnie. 62 years old. The last one was 21 years old. This is the lady right here that I was highlighting, and I think it's worth a listen. Her name is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, and what she's doing here, friends, is she is highlighting the adverse side effects of those in the military that were forced, say they, by the government to get a shot. Wow. I can't find that for some reason, and it really bothers me that nobody's taken the time to call in and show me where they ever had the authority to do it in the first place. But I will hear after the show about how I'm not compassionate, I'm not loving, I'm hateful, I'm angry. I hear all of it. I know. You know not the voice of the prophets. You know not the voice of the prophets. The voice of the prophets is, hold to the statutes in God's moral law, which Christ fulfilled, Romans 3:31. You know not the voice. We'll be right back. Sons
of
Liberty Radio.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I see people apparently from Michigan right now saying, you know what, I went into a Burger King the other day and they said wear a mask, so they had to use the bathroom. They just turned around and walked out. That's right. Don't give them your business. See, because you got to understand what's happening is the governor's telling them to play along with them, and in the process, the government's stealing money away from people like us that work. So that governor is stealing our money and extorting that business to do their biddings. What happens when you say no to the business? Well, guess what the government's doing? They're enabling them to attack the customers. Do you see how this works? That is a fascist state. That is extortion, friends. And it's exactly what you're saying. One guy said, well, I would have just went through the drive-thru. I actually kind of got a kick out of that because I thought, you know, is that the way of circumventing what you know you have to do? But don't give them your business. I mean, it's just that simple. Let's get over to this woman, Teresa Long. She's a colonel. She's been trying to warn those in the military of exactly what's happening. She's the one that predicted that in 5 years, our standing army is going to be completely gone. At the same time, simultaneously, corrupt governors such as Whitmer and others are acting outside of their constitutional authorities and trying to disarm. And not only are they trying to disarm the American people, they're trying to incriminate those that do not disarm. That's treason. Oh my goodness, folks. Here, Let's see what Teresa has to say. Got to listen carefully. Listen to this.
What you've seen in your population.
This is Senator Ron Johnson.
Among us, the service members who've been forced to get the vaccine. Again, we saw the macro, but clinically, what are you seeing in your clinical experience?
I've seen 3 strokes, transient ischemic attacks, massive shot to the spleen and liver, spinal tumors, brain tumors, sarcoidosis, lupus, cognitive impairment, myocarditis, pericarditis, avascular necrosis of the hip requiring total hip replacement, without history of trauma or underlying coagulopathy, and I see a shocking suppression of the immune system that is pervasive in increased liver enzymes.
Yeah. Okay, so what she's talking about there, friends, for the record, is all the side effects of these experimental jabs. These are on the military guys. She's the one that's forecasting that within 5 years there's going to be no standing army because they're all going to be gone. Can I ask you a question, friends? Why is it that we're not listening to people on the radio tell you to resist? I mean, they haven't even taken the first step in showing you in reference to the Constitution that they don't have the constitutional authority in the first place. Why? Because most of you people believe that there's a two-party system which is designed to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, which Jesus told us to beware of, which is not constitutional. I think people have forgotten that the mainstream media and their useful idiots, regardless if you like them or not, are controlled opposition. They're paid to support their sponsors. And guess who their sponsors are? The very people that are doing the oppressing behind your favorite politicians. So, with that said, going back to what we were talking about, you say that you want the resolve. There's so many different issues that we can confront. 98% of what you see federal government involved in right now, they have not the constitutional authority to be a part of it. I mean, where do you want to start? They're just doing whatever they will, whenever they want to, however they want to, without any accountability. And then when the people stand up, like I said earlier, January 6th, what took place in Michigan with Governor Whitmer, when the FBI was found to have orchestrated both of those scenarios, the people still let the corrupt drive the narrative. Regardless of all that, folks, I mean, we can go through this over and over and over again, but here it is again. Where do they have the authority to do what they're doing? You answer the question. Because the burden of proof isn't on me neither. I'm just educating you to what our forefathers established. And what we're dealing with right now is what our forefathers warned us of. And if we're not going to hold to the statutes that God has given us, then we're going to end up submitting to the corrupt at every given turn. When I go to a store and they say put on a mask, absolutely not. The manufacturer tells you the masks don't work. Why would I wear a mask? Well, that's our policy. Well, your policy doesn't undermine law. And I've had that conversation several times. It even went so far one time where they tried to do that to my son. That didn't go over at all. 30 seconds later, I was on the phone with the manager telling him if he does it again, I will personally hold him liable. I'm not going to put up with it. And what happens when everybody does that? Those that really want the resolve and you really mean what you say, what happens when you say no? What happens when you really begin to vet the process and clean house? Because, again, I want you to remember, you know that voter fraud is on a massive scale. I highlighted this week of a guy that just got 20, 30 years in prison for voter fraud. The mainstream media tells you it doesn't exist because you haven't figured out that the mainstream media is there protecting the conspirators in fact, Jeremiah 11:9. So the whole system's a fraud, a good portion of it. Yeah, it's make-believe. Let's listen to what Dr. Udo Olfcock said. It's all fake. It's all created. And notice the breakdown is always on the rights of the American people, sooner or later between the left and the right, which does not exist, to have us forfeit more of our rights because we have been told that now the Democrats have control. Hey, folks, what happened when the Republicans had control? Absolutely nothing. What's the message? Well, the left, which doesn't exist, they're criminals, right? Because the right doesn't enforce the law because they're just as bad, if not worse. They're, again, the two wings to the same bird. Isn't it interesting how the message is the left can do the wrong thing and get away with it, but the right can't do the right thing and get away with it? That's because the people are the ones that are standing on the precipice of not knowing which direction to go. Their heads are spinning. Why? Because they don't have the knowledge. The resolve, you already have the resolve, friends. That's what I'm saying to you. You already have the resolve. It's time for the American people to stand up. Listen to me carefully. And revolt against a system of government that is foreign to our Constitution. It's time for the American people to resist at every given level this fascist system that's been put into play to war against us and our God-given rights. Because if we do not, the Lord God of Israel, is not going to do for you what you fail to do for yourself. He said, keep my commandments and live, Proverbs 7:2. If you don't want to keep his commandments and live in dealing with the wicked and bringing justice upon their head to establish righteousness within the gate, Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, not in that order, then keep doing what you're doing. Because it's all going away, friends, as they continuously convince you that the American people reelected the corrupt to do it for a second term. Baloney. You know it's a lie. You know it's a lie. You know it's a lie. Quit trying to deceive yourself into believing that the people voted Joe Biden, and you all the well know it's not true. Because they know it's all. Folks, see, again, that's where it comes into play. They know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. It's illegal what many of them are doing. And there's good people in all the systems of government throughout the United States at every level that are waiting for the people to take back their government because they've been holding the ground for just that, that the American people rise to the level of expectation and say absolutely no more. Let me go full circle back to the Second Amendment because you say you want the resolve. Don't disarm. Well, they're trying to get you to disarm. They're arming unconstitutional agencies against you. Ask the DHS. Oh, I know what I was going to say to you earlier. When we were in the airport last week, and I was talking about the TSA, and it's completely unconstitutional, I said, isn't it interesting how we are vetted, we are patted down, we're going through these vetting systems, these scanners, while we're under arrest? Notice how none of that's been done away with. Though we've been told by the great American appeasers that it's completely illegal, but we see that the American people are listening to that which is lawless rather than the law itself and getting rid of the TSA. They've never stopped or thwarted a terrorist attack once. But I told my son, isn't it interesting? The borders are wide open by the same government that's forcing me and you right now to produce all of this identification to be illegally patted down if they touch us. Folks, it does not fare well with this boy when that happens. And it hasn't happened but once or twice in the last 20 years. You don't need to be touching me. Get your hands off me. But isn't it interesting that same government wants to make sure that you are complete? They're desensitizing you. They want you to get used to the fact that they can strip you, they can go through your bags. Now they're trying to desensitize you into believing that it's okay for the FBI to kick your door in and accuse you of a crime that they're guilty of. Hey, folks, resist. You want the resolve? There it is.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.